Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to this special bonus episode of Speak Now at Betches Version. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Holly. Thank you for having me back, Sammy.
You know, not me. Don't thank me. Thank the listeners. Thank their feedback. It seems like they're having a marvelous time ruining everything with us over here on these special bonus episodes. They even request that they come separately from the regular episodes, which is, I mean, to me, the highest compliment. You're basically asking for the vault of this podcast.
The vault tracks, the vault of Betches.
Exactly. So we have a lot to discuss today. There are a lot of Taylor-related headlines. We want to review the Eras Tour movie, which Holly saw. She's going to tell me all about it. There are goings-on, tabloid goings-on, and there's also just a lot of like think pieces about Taylor and her just wild influence these days. So we are going to get into all of that right now. That's our agenda for today.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
So, okay, Holly, tell me about the movie. It basically grossed $100 million in its first weekend, making it the, I think, highest concert tour opening ever.
Yep.
Unsurprising.
She dethroned Justin Bieber's Never Say Never, made 73 mil.
That was a long time ago. But just, no, of course she did. She's,
of course,
an international superstar. Well, he was too. He was really, really big at that time. But this is just, It's different. It's different. It's different. She has like 200 songs. He had like 15, you know, so.
Right. And he was like a baby back then. But yeah, so I saw the movie on Friday. And I will say it was a very healthy way to just unplug for a few hours, I'll say, with just the past couple weeks and everything.
Truly.
And it was one of the coolest experiences because you're in a movie theater, but you're watching a concert. So everyone there is Swifties. And you kind of have to know with this movie compared to others or this concert movie, that, like, there's going to be people standing up. There's going to be people singing. Like, if you don't move at all, you're not going to have a good time. And luckily, I went with someone that I was seeing, so I thought that was really cute that he was like...
Holly, you could write a song about this.
I could. I thought it was very sweet that he was down to join me. And he's not a Swiftie. He only knows You Belong With Me and Bad Blood. So I was like, you're in... Just letting you know, you're in for a lot.
Oh my God, this is like really... This is big. Okay, we're gonna have to return to that. But yes. Did he like... Is he a Swiftie now?
He's okay, so he's not a Swiftie yet, but he did say after watching it, he was amazed and just blown away. And he was like, she is the greatest performer of our time.
Because
he's like a few years older than me, so we're similar like generation. And he was like, she is the best performer, like of our she's a phenomenon. So he was definitely blown away and he really enjoyed himself. He liked a lot of the songs. He even danced during Bad Blood because he recognized the song. So that was
wow. I mean, so that was honestly, very cute. Like that's, I don't know how long you've been seeing him, but that is like a very, I think it's a good sign.
Like,
I was pretty proud that Avi came on opening day to go see the Barbie movie with me, Aileen and Jordan. I was like, okay, like you're not worried about, you know, being seen in this type of environment, like, you know, not that there's anything to be concerned. My point. My point is that some men would really be like, I don't want to be in that scene.
Taylor Swift.
Or just,
and he
like,
went
not
to the tour
her.
With you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a fan independently of me. And you know what's actually pretty wild? So you know how she just came out with the Cruel Summer LPGOB remix?
Yes.
Avi loves LPGOB. Avi's really into jam bands and he's really into like Dead & Company, Fish, and his favorite band is this like up and coming jam band called, they're like millennial modern, they're like kind of like millennials our age from like Connecticut who are have a really, really good jam band that's like, I think, far superior to like what you normally think of because they do like really good covers and they're just like great. And so LPGOB, we like discovered her at this like jam band thing, and Avi loves her because she always remixes Goose's songs. And when Taylor, like, and Avi's now like, Avi's also like now become like friends with like the management of Goose, and he like is now he's such, he kind of like tries to hang out with the band, but I actually think he like kind of has succeeded. So I'm like, listen, like, you're going to become friends with Goose, and I am, they're going to have to collab with Taylor, and that's going to be my end.
Yes.
And when she dropped this with LPGOB, who's like always performing with Goose, he was like, we're one step closer, babe. We're one step closer.
Oh my God.
He loves LPGOB, like, and her music's amazing. Like, this is always on in our house. I was so excited for this because I listen to her all like a lot. So
that's going to be constantly playing in the Sage household.
Oh yeah, we love our music. So
yeah.
So tell me about the actual film. Should we say spoiler alert for anyone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the people listening probably already know some of these, but spoiler alert, there are a few songs that are actually taken out of it. So it's about 2 hours and 47 minutes. So it's not the full like 3 hour, 3.5 hour concert. I know The Archer was taken out, Cardigan. I know. Yeah. 'Tis the Damn Season was taken out. Nobody, No Crime. Else. There were a few that were taken out, but and they also didn't include Long Live. They just did Enchanted. And Long Live is played in the credits, which I think that's kind of cute because the credits roll and it's like the names are written in friendship bracelets. So I feel like Long Live is a good way to sum up this, you know, being a fan, the fandom, her love letter to the fans, You Stick By Me Forever. So in a way, I think it works to play during the credits because it's also like a 5-minute song. So it's a little bit longer than your typical 3 minutes and 30 pop song.
I never think about it as being 5 minutes, but you know, that doesn't bother me. I'm upset about The Archer. I kind of see why Cardigan isn't made for theaters.
Yeah, I think if you're going to cut stuff, I guess Folklore and Evermore, you know. I mean, there's some diehard fans of those albums. Folklore is one of my favorites.
I'm diehard for both of them. I don't know. Maybe Reputation's my favorite. I don't know. I can never really decide what my favorite is. Cardigan is one of my favorites. I think it might be my favorite song. But I changed.
So
yeah, I think it's my favorite song.
Leaving Like a Father, Running Like Water. Like, it's...
Chasing Shadows in the Grocery Line. Who thinks of that? What are you talking about?
You drew stars around my sky.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I want to buy, I never got a You Drew Stars Around My Scars sweater. And I'm still thinking about it. Fuck me. Okay.
Maybe on Poshmark.
They are. They're on Mercari. I went one night, I couldn't sleep. And I went on like a little bit of a Mercari spree with Taylor stuff. I got the Blue Eras crew neck. And I also got this original, I'm wearing it now.
Oh my
God. Like original 1989 shirt, which has all of the lyrics on it.
So cool.
And I'm showing it to you now, but she other is. People can't see it. But it's cool. It's like old school. I don't know. It could be even fake, but I'm taking it as real. I love it.
I have the blue crew neck too. Shout out. I got to do a quick shout out to fellow Betches staff, Courtney. She saw the Eras tour in LA and she went early to go to the merch truck to get the dark blue crew neck. Because I'd been dying for it. And on Poshmark, it's like $400. So shout out to Courtney for waiting in the line. Wait, fellow Swiftie.
Holly, I didn't get it. I got it for way less. And I got it with the Hits Different CD.
Oh,
for
wow.
What, I got that and the CD for $150.
Wait, did you get it at the stadium or online?
No, online. I can't remember if I got it on Mercari or Poshmark. But I got the sweater and the CD for $150. Which I thought was like, I mean, that's obviously more than it would have been, but I thought the combination.
Does that CD have You're Losing Me on there?
Yes. Oh. Sorry. That's what I meant. It has that. So
losing me.
I so don't sad. Know where I'm going to listen to the CD, but
it's drop the single,
but like,
Taylor.
But the fact that it was those two things in a package, and I saw that I saw there were people selling just the sweatshirt for like $250. So I was like, oh.
I can't remember how much it retailed for, but Courtney got
my guess is probably the same amount, which was like 55 or 60, I want to say. Yeah. So I definitely bought it at a markup, but less than the other things.
Yeah. Way less, for sure.
I'm excited to see the movie. I'm waiting till it's out and I can like buy it to watch in my home because I don't really want to watch.
Strangers?
Not even Strangers. We did it at the show, but it's like the movie theater of it all is very different. And I just rather like be in my own house and make a fool of myself there.
But you could never make a fool of yourself among Swifties.
I believe that. But it's more like I'd rather just be at home doing it. I think I would just savor the moment more. Take the moment and taste it a little more.
We're on a roll with the references today. Oh my God. It was so awkward. I was sitting next to a Swiftie. And there were people all the way in the back that came in too early for, you know, Indelicate when you go through the whole intro. One, two, three, let's go, bitch.
Yeah.
They came in early and audibly. I felt so bad. The Swiftie that was next to me, we out loud, just like
the
a natural Swiftie reaction.
That was next to me. The
natural reaction. We were like, too early. Like, we literally out loud said, too early. And then we immediately regretted it because we didn't want to make them feel bad. And then the guy I'm seeing next to me, Matt, that's his name, was like, oh God, I think you embarrassed them. I'm like, oh my God, no, I don't want to embarrass another Swiftie. But it was just like a natural reaction because we are so used to those. Like, we just memorize all those references that we just knew when to come in. And I was like, oh, I feel terrible.
I mean, you got to have a real sense for that. It is a part of learning the lyrics is knowing the intro.
A religious experience, when to answer.
Right. You know. And if you're not like musically inclined, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Some of
right.
us.
Right. It's like the second count of eight. No, five.
Is it in this verse or is it in the next verse? Is it just, you know, it's tough.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Should we talk about the love, the Taylor's love life right now?
I think we
then we'll go
to,
back to
yes.
like her business and her official stuff. But let's analyze. Tell us, Holly.
All right. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had quite the weekend in New York City. So they were both in the city because they ended up making surprise appearances on SNL that Pete Davidson was hosting this past weekend. And they were in and out, I believe it was Nobu, Catch, or the after party was at Catch, and they were just hand in hand.
No one let the Real Housewives of New York know that they right. went to Catch. I feel like maybe this was some... Okay.
Right.
Side reference. This
Taylor's
is for the Swifties.
Keeping it cool.
If it's good enough for Taylor, I think it's good enough for the Real Housewives of New York City.
Or they'll take Taylor's business. It's like, it's okay, we'll just bring the biggest pop star in the world. It's fine.
There's nothing wrong with Catch.
No.
It's good food. Little right. overpriced, but what is it these days?
But what I found interesting was every photo, they are like so intertwined with their hands compared to any other exes that she's been with.
So, okay.
Did you see that? He's like, they're just so locked in.
So I'm going to give you my like analysis of this. I still feel strongly that there is a strong piece of professionalism and professional relationship in this. But I do have always felt there is chemistry between them. And she like, you know, he's hot. Like there's, yeah. you're not going to not have chemistry with two pretty attractive people like them. And I feel that like, though there is still like professionalism and the SNL thing was obviously, it's a professional thing. Like that was a professional relationship. That was a professional plan. She went with Ike right. to go introduce Ice Spice. Like it's just not.
Yeah.
To think like this happened by accident is just sort of to be a little bit blind to the reality. And because of how the articles are and like the headlines and how they're paired with the photos that are like, they're trying to push an agenda. But I will say that when I saw the pictures of them coming out on Sunday and she was wearing no lipstick and was super casual, I was like, okay, last night these two fucked. Like, I think that the real has started to overpower the professional.
Yes.
At this point. And regardless of if it's starting professionally, I actually feel that there are strong feelings, at least on her end. I think on his end too. My question is, I don't know, like, you know, I've watched her be in more relationships than I've watched him be in. And I, you know, he's a football player. It's early. He's dating Taylor Swift. I think he respects her a lot more than a lot of her past boyfriends have. So it definitely feels more comfortable to me on her end. And then his end, it seems like, you know, this is great. Like, I'm really into this, the most popular girl in school.
Right.
So, yeah, they're like homecoming king and queen. And I'm like, yes. It works so perfectly with this era for her.
It works so well. And I don't know. I just think I think she's very comfortable, like you said. And I thought it was very cute that he was almost kind of being her bodyguard. Like, it's kind of hot that her boyfriend is like big enough and tough enough to be there for her like that.
Yes. Like that picture of them like kind of hugging near the like from afar. I was like, oh, yeah, that's like they're really hugging. Yeah. Not that means forever and marriage, but it does mean a relationship that is like in a pretty good place. You know, sounds like you and Matt going to see the movie is sort of, you're in a similar place as Taylor and Travis might be. The fact that, I mean, they went to my favorite restaurant on Sunday night, the Waverly Inn.
Yes.
My absolute favorite restaurant in New York City.
Such an intimate spot, too. It's very nice.
Exactly. By the way, we are having next week, fingers crossed, the plan is to have Kate Kennedy come on and review 1989 with us.
Yes.
Kate and I have been to the Waverly Inn together, and we love it. It's an intimate date spot. I try to go there with as much as I can.
Yeah.
So
I've only been once, but I'm dying to go back.
Well, maybe we'll go. We'll go.
Maybe live podcast.
You can be my next. Oh my God. Maybe she will host a secret session for the Speak Now Betches host.
Stop.
The Waverly.
There's our invite. There we go.
You know, I would just one day, maybe I should just go to the West Village and sit
what
on
if
the
you
corner.
Just call Taylor up?
But if I showed up at your party, at your Waverly Inn date. So, I mean, a lot of it still to me is clouded by like the obvious PR writing about it. But I also am watching them and you see that they definitely have chemistry. What's all this stuff about her meeting his dad? Because I think something that I do see having, and this is all just from the external view, they do seem to come from like these pretty tight-knit families where the parents are really involved in their children's, in turning their young children who have really early success because they have like a special talent into like being protected and setting themselves up for a better, you know, setting themselves up pretty smartly in terms of being business people as well as stars.
Right. Yeah,
so,
they are very similar.
Yeah.
So on Travis's latest New Heights pod episode, he was discussing like how Taylor met his dad and everything. And he said, quote, "This is a terrifying conversation," at the thought of his dad talking to Taylor. And he said, "I felt terrible. I felt terrible for Taylor." And then Jason added, his brother, said, "If you hear dad talking to anybody and you can't hear what's happening, who knows where that conversation's going?" Obviously, this is like all in good fun. Like, obviously, they're teasing him. And then they said, "We have the best effing dad in the world." It was nice because mom's been getting quite a bit of the spotlight. So it was cool to see dad on the Jumbotron or on the TV for a little bit. And then looking at the two of them chatting, which was the photo of Taylor and her and his dad, Travis said dad was just absolutely pumping her up. He started listening to her music a little more. He started doing some stuff.
See, like all of it believable, but also feels super... If I were crafting this, I would craft that. But also, if I were crafting this at this point, I would try to be a little more, like, I would just kind of let it happen and let it be captured. Let, like, the organicness of it be captured rather than, like, we're giving really tightened up quotes about this. It's like the Our Story page for the whole relationship.
What's so interesting is that, again, whether this is PR, turning real, yada, yada. What's interesting is like he does this podcast every week. So, I mean, he's very well trained unless this is him just being natural. But there's always that risk every week that what if he like spills something or like it's just interesting compared to anyone else that she's dated. Like he's constantly talking about himself and how his week went, how the game went. Taylor, like.
Okay, I get that. But it's. It depends what kind of podcaster you are. And I am, let me just say, grateful for Travis Kelce elevating the art of podcasting. Mm-hmm. We are here for that. My feeling on that is like he knows by now what should be revealed on the microphone. Like even if you think about like how we do the podcast, you know when we say, oh, we want to put this conversation behind, you know, on Back for Seconds or on You Up With Benefits. But like, we're not revealing anything that would like exploit a situation. And I think that he probably is even more conscious of that than we ever would be.
I think he knows.
I think, yeah. We have to keep, we really must keep track and put it at the bottom of the description.
It's getting bigger and bigger each week.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What do you think about his new house?
Okay, get you a man who just purchases a $6 million mansion so you two can have more privacy.
Do you think he was maybe thinking of moving anyway?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen the photos of his house. It's not, I mean, it's like, it's big, but it's not this crazy mansion, this happens with her. I mean, usually it's kind of like she's met her match because she's usually the one that purchases a house in whatever area her lover.
Or the Kennedys.
Right. So, and then like Carly with like, Taylor was going to move to London. And then Carly's like, no, stay in New York. And then all of a sudden she's buying, you know, the Tribeca.
Yeah. The real estate plot lines around her relationships.
Yes.
Are like, why not go to a hotel? Or a private residence at a hotel. The reason I think maybe he was like kind of planning on buying something, and then this was like the reason to pull the trigger is because like A, he was getting bigger on his own, and B, you can rent. So unless he was, you know, he could afford to rent something private for a period of time. So if you're gonna buy something, I think it was probably something he wanted to maybe do anyway.
Right. It's so.
Or
I'll
she's like $6 million. That's nothing. Right,
that's nothing for me.
I'll just pay you back from one merch truck.
Right.
In
one
Rio.
Stop on the tour. Here you go. Here you go, baby. So. Apparently, he signed on the dotted line. He closed the deal on Tuesday. So in this new mansion that I'm assuming they'll be spending a lot of time together in, has a waterfall, a swimming pool,
a
mini golf course.
They're making it sound very tacky, to be honest.
I know. It's very tacky, but
it sounds way tackier than it. I hope it is.
And then it says it's in a gated community. That was going to be my question with his first mansion, how you were saying, oh, maybe he's been planning this for a little while because his star has been on the rise over the past couple of years. And I was wondering if his first, if the house he's currently in is in a gated community or not in Kansas City.
It's not. I believe from what I read that it's not. And people were kind of just driving by. The other thing is like, okay, $6 million in Kansas City is a fuck ton of money.
Right.
That's a really, that's
right.
A
we're
lot
thinking
of money.
Real, we're thinking like New York, that's like a studio apartment in Tribeca for $6 million.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, $6 million is what I would expect his real estate would cost, but then I'm like, it's different there. I don't know. I definitely are we gonna get him an Architectural Digest? Like what is, I don't know why my brain just keeps picturing a lot of very 90s countertops in this situation. I don't know why I can't get that out of my head.
Well, hopefully she'll help him style it.
Maybe. One of my favorite things about Taylor's real estate is her kitchen, the one that's like a little wacky.
Yes.
Love. I mean, if I had five kitchens, if I only had one kitchen, I don't know if I'd decorate it that way. But if I do only have one kitchen. I wouldn't decorate it that way. If I had as many kitchens as Taylor, I would decorate one like that.
Are you thinking the Nashville one?
Yeah.
From her 73 questions with Vogue? Yes.
And from in Miss Americana, she's there with Abigail, I think.
Yes.
That's where I've been like, wait, what is on that refrigerator?
And then she has like the random like VMAs and little awards just by her Nespresso machine.
Yeah, I wonder if it ever gets cluttered.
Probably. She's got a ton.
I just need to like study that kitchen. Like I need to like look at all the little different things. My in-laws kitchen's kind of like that too. Ooh. And I'm like, what is going on? But I love it. But I also wouldn't again.
I can't even imagine like being invited to a secret session in her Nashville one or a Tribeca.
Honestly, Taylor, if you're listening.
Please, Tree, if you're listening to every podcast Tree. That mentions her name. Hi.
There's too many.
It's me. Hi.
Well, this is what we were talking about earlier. Like, I love her. I love her music. I feel like I love the study of her music is really like studying her lyrics. And like, that is really what I love the most. But I don't think that I could ever get myself into that category. No matter, I listen to her all the time, but I just don't know how. What I could do to get myself into the category of people who would be chosen for that. And also on some level, I'm like, I don't know if I even deserve it because there are people who are so, so, so wildly dedicated to her. And like but the health of
hard.
That is debatable.
It's hard. But right. Do these people have jobs? That's what I always wonder, because I obviously go down the rabbit hole. Fell down the rabbit hole. Every night, always on TikTok, I follow all those users on Instagram, TikTok. But then I think, I'm like, is this their job? Like, what do they do all day? Like, we have jobs.
That's
like, this
what
is
I
no
question.
Shade to them. But like, we physically don't have the time to get on that level.
That's what I question. And like, truly, if they're able to juggle all of the demands of being a modern woman and running an by the moment Taylor Swift fan account, all the more power to you. Please pass some of whatever is enabling you to do that over to me. But I just don't, I wish like one day maybe we will have our moment and I don't even know what I would say. I might faint. Maybe it's best if I don't meet her.
I know. But that's what I think about that a lot. That they say don't meet your heroes.
They do, but I think they say that for other reasons.
I think we would like her though. I think she would like us.
I feel that too, just because she is. It's impossible for her to be normal, but I do feel that there is like an innate humanity about her. God, I sound like I've been saying such cheesy shit lately. I need to stop.
But
I do feel
it.
There is an innate humanity about her that is like,
yes,
she, even though she's her, I don't get a sense that she sees herself as like, I am a more important human being than anybody else. Like, that she feels herself as like one amongst humanity. And that's actually why I feel people are so connected to her. And just on that topic, that did you see that New York Times feature that went out about her that was so, so, so interesting?
Yes, you sent it to me. Give me a little debrief.
So it was really like, it was kind of just a reflective piece more than a profile talking about, she's a very famous profiler. It was written by a woman named Taffy Broderson Ackner. I hope I pronounced that correctly. but she does a lot of celebrity profiles. And she basically went to the Eras Tour and wrote about her experience there. And the piece was really just about like what Taylor means to people and how she's helped women come into their own and kind of see themselves in a new light. And she talked about, you know, the mythology that made her who she is. But at the end of the day, that she's just saying things that so many of us really feel connected to. And it's really wild to think that someone who is this big can connect to people on that level. And it's just a very beautiful, this is like, you know, I know we talk about how hard these weeks have been, but like these are really like the really beautiful parts of humanity that people can make like such beautiful art to share together. And it's just, it feels really good to be a Swiftie right now.
Exactly. You just feel you're not alone. You feel like you're part of a community. And I think her songs and the way she's just, I mean, we've discussed before how we think she's just a phenomenal businesswoman and 13 management and all of that. Just like going through her career as Eras, it just lends itself that people latch onto different parts of her life, but we can also relate to every single part of her life. That for me, it changes. Some Babe. Months I'm like, I'm really feeling like 1989 is my vibe, and then Reputation. Like, it's just her whole aura just lends itself for people to feel together and they can relate, and the dressing up and the friendship bracelets of it all.
Yeah, I think she's really provided like a space for women to actually explore the different like crevices of their life and their feelings and feel that.
And to not feel bad about that.
Right. And that we have like whole stories that there is. And this also goes into like the business of it, that there are whole stories and lives to tell about women and that there is an economy to uncover there. And I mean, my dream would be to do like a business story on 13 Management and the way that her, from what I understand, her, the way she runs her business is so interesting to me. And I could ask her so many questions in that realm, but I guess that's a perfect segue to our,
yes,
our final segment.
Can I ask you a question?
Ching. Did you bring a question?
Yeah. So mine might be a little bit of word vomit, but what's been on my mind this week. So one of my best friends in the entire world, Heather, is getting married this weekend. And
shout out to Heather.
Shout out to Heath. Congratulations to you and Joe.
I know.
Okay. So when she was still with Joe Alwyn, it was very cute.
But now it's less cute.
Yeah. But still cute for Heather. Congrats, girl.
Yeah.
So she's a huge Swiftie as well. And she actually, Sammy, I'll send you a picture. She looks like her, and she's even done, she used to model, and she was an extra on one of those like crime shows on CBS, and they were doing like, it was like a Swiftie cult type episode, and they had lookalikes on the episode, and she was one of them.
Oh, so she's so verifiable by objective sources as being a lookalike. Yes. I need to see these pictures, please.
I will totally send you them. She is, quick little story about my best friend Heather. We went to the Reputation tour together. And, oh God, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but this is in my maid of honor speech this weekend. So I'll just tell her not to listen to this.
Okay, till Sunday.
That in my speech, I mention it. It's kind of all about her Eras and our friendship. And she met Joe the day after the Reputation tour.
Oh my God. So
they really have this love story. That really relates back to Taylor, and they went to the same college as me. Like, I've known her since I was little, but her soon-to-be husband and I were both theater majors, and he was also a double major in digital media because he was smarter than me to do that, and she was a digital media major.
Well, you're doing okay, so.
Thank you.
You made it onto this podcast without the major.
Mom, I've made it. Talking about Taylor Swift.
As part of your job.
Literal dream. So they met. Like, she had been talking to him online, like they had known each other at school, but not as full friends, not as dating, yada, yada. And then her bachelorette party was Eras themed. It was like bachelorette era. And it was, I went on Etsy. I didn't design it, but I went on Etsy and paid someone to do it. the Eras logo of like all the different squares of all the different albums. I did that, but with her.
That's so cool.
And like all her different Eras. So, yeah. So sorry, I got a little
question. Can she come to the wedding?
Taylor Tree, if you're listening to this, that would be a really crazy question. My question would be, I've always wondered this. This isn't a super like deep question this week. Not that mine last week was, 2 weeks ago was either. But I wanted to know how she feels about, like, when she's invited to weddings, does she sing? Does she join in? Like, I'm very curious. I don't know if she sang at Abigail's wedding.
Uh-huh.
But I've always wondered,
well, she, like, gave how a speech at Jack's.
Right. I don't think she sang.
You know what I wonder? This isn't my question. Like, does she just sing in her kitchen, like, in the shower?
Obviously, her walls are soundproof, but can you imagine, like, if you were her neighbor, just maybe if she's outside in her Tribeca, Street, when she had that rooftop, like, just hearing her strum on the guitar, little did we know it could have been, like, Call It What You Want, or, like, she's writing Reputation, and we're just hearing it.
Maybe. It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, my question is...
Yes.
So, you know how in her... I've been wondering about this kind of... I wonder about this a lot. And I wanted to bring it here. I want to know, you know when she writes about locations in her song, like Holy Ground, places we can hide, where is the Holy Ground? Where are the places we can hide? I want latitude and longitudinal coordinates. I'm very curious.
Right.
You know, if we're going to claim Holy Ground, I think we should know where it is.
I'm going to assume upstate maybe for that one. Unless we're talking, well, I guess it's hypothetical because
we don't know.
That's true. We don't
Who's
know.
Is it about
anywhere?
Where is the ground? Could be anywhere. You could have walked on it.
Right. I know places we won't be found. It's like, okay, where? We'll never know.
So those are my questions. If anyone has any ideas, DM us and leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you think. We're very excited to be doing these with you. And we're going to be back next week. Next week is 1989.
It'll drop midnight ET time. I wish she would just make it a little, I know that's the midnights of it all, but I wish she would drop them a little bit earlier because we're going to be up till like 3 a.m.
I love a midnight release just because I think it's fun. Yeah.
It is.
I'm a late person though. So
I'm a night owl too.
Yeah, that's why. Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, 7 to 8 more days, 7.5 more days. Mm-hmm. And we will be hearing those vault songs. So we're very excited.
I was going to say, have you heard the rumor that it might be 3 albums?
I've heard that rumor, but I don't really know if I see any basis for that. Like, where are you getting from 1 to 3?
I
know there are theories, but like, I don't.
Because people are seeing like some of the promo images and stuff they're seeing. And in the comments, you can correct me. Because I haven't fully retained all of it, but like that there's duplicates of certain, not images, but items, or that people have just felt that there's, or it also goes back to that Man music video wall too.
Right. No, I remember, I've seen these theories. I could see it being maybe like the way she did Midnights, where it's like Midnights till 3 a.m. till dawn, where there's like more than we think there's going to be. And yeah, I'm just very excited.
We'll have to wait and see.
We will. Thank you so much for listening. That is it for our special bonus episode of this week's Speak Now at Taylor's Version, at Betch's Version. You can follow me at Sammy, and Holly, where can they find you?
You could follow me at So Hollywood, SoHollyWould.
And Hollywood Talk.
Just
without the so in front and talk after. And keep letting us know what you think about it. DM us, send us reviews, ratings, all of that. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast and back for Speak Now at Betches Version.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.